After 15 years, Maine's program to provide technology to every 7th and 8th grader is changing. A new structure puts more responsibility and control in the hands of local school districts. Some educators say the increased choice that comes with that is a good thing, but others fear decentralization could set the program back and harm some of Maine's rural students. Robbie Feinberg has the final part in his three-part series.
Angus King says that when he launched the program to give every 7th and 8th grader a laptop back in 2001, the goal was never about test scores. The former governor says it was always about giving each student the same device, to put every student in Maine on equal ground.
That the kids in Fort Kent would get exactly the same device and the same opportunity as the kids in Cape Elizabeth. And the kids in Rumford would get them as well as the kids in Camden. And that was an essential principle of the project.
There were other advantages, too. By purchasing laptops in bulk, the state could get them at a lower cost. And Betty Manchester, the first director of MLTI, says because everyone was working with the same technology, schools could work to solve problems together.
If something broke down in the network or something happened with the laptop or something, you had one organization to go to. And it proved to be just, I can't tell you the stories, and that really reiterated the importance of what we decided to do in the beginning.
That one-device model existed until 4 years ago, when the Department of Education gave schools an option of 5 devices to lease instead. But this year, the state is no longer offering any at all. For the first time, the state will hand out block grants for schools to find computers themselves. That may not seem like a big deal, but it's already drastically changing the technology going into Maine schools. For years, the state has favored devices like MacBooks and iPads. But many districts are now opting for a different device, the generally cheaper, more internet-reliant Chromebook. The Ellsworth School Department is one of them. Technology Director April Clifford says Ellsworth previously leased iPads from the state. This year, though, Clifford had to shop around herself for the high school. And when she got quotes for Apple computers in December, she says they were much higher than what the district previously paid.
But that large buy-in power as a state has really, really negatively impacted my district.
Eventually, Clifford opted for Chromebooks, and she and other schools are excited about the new devices. Clifford says the devices are more rugged and feature powerful learning applications. And she says her district is using the cost savings to provide Chromebooks to elementary students as well.
As well as 9 through 12. But if we went with the Apple solution, we wouldn't have even been able to outfit the whole high school. The price points are just so different.
Many schools leased new iPads and MacBooks last year through the state that will last until 2020. However, some educators are worried that this year's shift could leave some rural Maine districts behind.
And that may work down in southern Maine where you actually have internet access at home everywhere. But up here in the woods where there's still a whole bunch of kids who cannot get any access at all.
Crystal Priest is the technology director for SAD4 in Piscataquis County. It was the first district in Maine to give a laptop to every 8th grader. Now every student gets a device from preschool through their senior year. Priest says while Chromebooks are cheaper, they do have drawbacks. Internet access is necessary for some applications. And Priest says that's not an option for many students in her district.
You're not going to throw a Chromebook on a cell phone plan and expect them to actually have a useful functioning machine when they go home. So it's not as much of an option up here.
Some school leaders also think what's happening is the state is shifting costs to local districts. The state used to pay about $850 per student to schools over 4 years. The new grants only provide $600 over 3. And schools say that because the state is no longer buying in bulk, they now need to pony up more money individually. Steve Bailey, the president of the Maine School Superintendents Association, says many schools are already facing cuts this year. He says this could make it worse, particularly for low-income districts.
It does feel like, you know, things are shrinking. And, the pond dries up, there's no more liquid to keep things flush with funds to keep things going without, you know, local support. And when you have to put money in that direction, then it takes it from some other place.
In addition, Madawaska Technology Director Vince Vanier says it's more difficult for tiny tech teams in small schools to troubleshoot problems themselves.
We've got myself and another halftime tech that are dedicated to making this project work. And if we had to come up with a solution on our own, it would be darn near impossible to get the same result as what we had over the previous, 13 years or so.
Education Commissioner Robert Hassan says the department created this change because it heard from many districts who wanted more technology choices. He says the state remains committed to the Maine Learning Technology Initiative, but it wants to shift the emphasis away from the hardware and focus more on helping students learn with technology.
This is a shift to get away from the devices being at the forefront and the devices to be at the background or in the background.
Hassan wants the department to help teachers leverage the technology in the classroom, regardless of their device.
But what instructional strategies are they going to use to get kids to learn what they want them to learn?
But many educators, like Vince Vanier in Madawaska, say they've been left out of discussions about this new direction and want input in the future.
Maine educators know what Maine educators need more than anyone. When it comes to a solution like this, we know what's been working. We know what needs to happen. I'd like to see a more of an organic approach to finding a solution.
Hassan says the Department of Education will seek feedback from teachers, principals, tech directors, and students. And he says after 15 years, the goal of the program remains the same, to improve teaching and learning. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.